Scarcity, the never enough problem. A critical aspect of my work is finding language that accurately represents the data and deeply resonates with participants. I know I'm off when people look as if they're pretending to get it, or if they respond to my terms and definitions with, huh, or sounds interesting. Given the topics I study, I know that I'm onto something when folks look away, quickly cover their faces with their hands, or respond with, ouch, shut up, or get out of my head. The last is normally how people respond when they hear or see the phrase, never blank enough. It only takes a few seconds before people fill in the blanks with their own tapes. Never good enough, never perfect enough, never thin enough, never powerful enough, never successful enough, never smart enough, never certain enough, never safe enough, never extraordinary enough. We get scarcity because we live it. One of my very favorite writers on scarcity is global activist and fundraiser Lynn Twist. In her book, The Soul of Money, she refers to scarcity as the great lie. She writes, "For me, and for many of us, our first waking thought of the day is, I didn't get enough sleep. The next one is, I don't have enough time." Whether true or not, that thought of not enough occurs to us automatically before we even think to question or examine it. We spend most of the hours and days of our lives hearing, explaining, complaining, or worrying about what we don't have enough of. Before we even sit up in bed, before our feet touch the floor, we are already inadequate, already behind, already losing, already lacking something. And by the time we go to bed at night, our minds are racing with a litany of what we didn't get or didn't get done that day. We go to sleep burdened by those thoughts and wake up to that reverie of lack. This internal condition of scarcity, this mindset of scarcity, lives at the very heart of our jealousies, our greed, our prejudice, and our arguments with life.